Okay, when I say male dancer, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
A prissy male.
A boy who gets manicures and pedicures, is very coordinated.
Yay. Super attractive.
Very nice body, muscular.
Pretty face. Tall.
Well, I guess it depends on the type of dance, but if you're talking about ballet or something that's typically girly or froofy, then gay, obviously, flamboyant, scrawny, and...
What is the most ridiculous experience that you have had in the past week?
My 21st birthday in LA.
What made it so crazy?
The mass amount of alcohol consumed. My dancers that I kissed.
Where did you go for your 21st birthday?
11.
It's a gay club?
Gay club, yes.
Do you think that going to gay clubs is funner than going to straight clubs?
Yes. Only for the comfortability level that I have right now. I feel a little bit unwelcome in straight bars right now.
What makes you feel unwelcome?
Because I feel that in comparison to, not all, but some gay men, like, I feel like you can tell when you look at me as opposed to some people.
Would you rather people not be able to tell by looking at you?
Yeah.
Just, again, for the comfortability?
Just for the comfortability level, yeah.
So people don't, like, single you out?
Right.
Do you feel like you have to put up with a little bit more, I don't want to say animosity, but...
I feel like I have to downplay who I am. That I have to play a role when I'm in a straight club.
I told people that I was gay. The first girl I told was also gay, and she was a senior at my school. I told her through an email, and I was very, very nervous. And she responded to me with, "Why would I care? I'm a fag. Don't worry about it. It's normal." Like, totally supporting me and my point of view with the whole thing. Half my life, I didn't know what a lesbian was. I don't think that it was a choice, because you cannot control who you fall in love with. But for every person, it's different. It has to do with their experiences in life as a child, as growing up in different environments. It's not a choice. It's not you're born that way. It's just who you become because of what your experiences have been. It's the same exact thing as becoming a dancer. When you're little, if you are a little soccer player and then your best friend is a dancer, you want to be like your best friend, so you go and you go take a dance class.
I liked just everything about it. I loved performing and being on stage and being able to express emotions without actually speaking. Making a connection with someone that you don't really know.
Do you find the rehearsal aspect of it, the hanging out, the camaraderie with people, to be as fulfilling as performances on stage?
Oh yeah, I made some of my best friends do dance, obviously. To find other people that are just as weird as me.
Weird like how?
Just, you know, just the sense of humor that I have and the way that I'm very, obviously I'm a performer, you know, so I'm very expressive with my humor and I'm very expressive with my body, so it's nice to meet other people that, you know, can relate to you as far as, you know, simple things like dance class or, you know, even taking it beyond that, you know, and applying it to life.
Being professional dancers, do you guys feel that it's easier to meet other guys? Do you think that gives you a leg up on the competition? Or accessibility?
I think that it's a more impressive, you know, topic of conversation, and definitely gives you more to connect with somebody about if they're interested in the arts or if they're, you know, I've dated both a dancer and somebody who's completely not interested, you know, they're completely different types. But personally, I would rather be with somebody who has an artistic mindset, not necessarily a dancer, because I think that that is not necessarily a good thing. In my case, it wasn't. It was more of editing, which sucked.
It always helps if they, you know, can relate.
Right. It doesn't have to be direct.
Or be interested in what you do, you know. If you tell someone you're a dancer and they go, ew, then you're like...
I don't feel like anybody ever says that.
It makes me be put off somewhere.
I think anyone I've ever told them a dancer isn't upset. They're like, wow, it's interesting, you know. And so in that sense, like, it's kind of, you know, a leg up. But as far as meeting people, like, I don't want to date dancers.
I feel the same way. I don't. Now, after having dated a dancer, right now in my life, I just feel like that's not appropriate for me. Because... I don't know. I'd like to you know, not really know a lot about what the other person is into and have them be into something completely different. So it's,
right.
I mean, it's nice to have stuff in common with someone, but it's also nice to learn new things and learn, you know, about new different hobbies.
To share things.
To share things, yeah, totally. I'd rather someone be into, like, skydiving or, you know, something rad.
So you can experience more.
Yeah.
More than the world that you already know. Do you think that when you tell people that you're a dancer, that they automatically make those assumptions if they didn't already?
Most definitely. Like, I think that just, like, confirms it, you know?
Like, someone was borderline, you tell me you're a dancer, you're like, oh, well.
Yeah, right. And even, I mean, I can admit myself, there's very few straight dancers. And when someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm straight, I'm like, yeah, right. You know, like, I was that person, you know, I was that boy who was 18, and I was like, I'm straight. And then, come to find out, not so much. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that, but yeah, to answer your question, I do.
Can I ask you a very serious question?
You may.
If you had the choice to be gay or straight, would you choose to remain on the path that you are, or would you feel more comfortable being with the majority?
I would definitely not change who I am. I wouldn't want to change myself to be straight. I have found that people perceive gay people in a more negative way than they do straight people, even though both lifestyles are really parallel in comparison. But I wouldn't change myself. Would I choose to be from birth? Because personally, I feel like I was born this way. I feel like I've grown up knowing in some way or another that I was, and I just hid it.
Right.
Lied to myself and said I wasn't. And so I grew up in a really small town, too, so that wasn't accepted. And I grew up in a Christian family, and so it wasn't accepted.
Everything was kind of pressing down upon me.
So it took a huge, it was a huge leap of faith in one direction to say, I know what my feelings are, and I know what I feel. And I don't feel all those things that everyone told me I was. Would I choose to be straight from birth? I don't know. I definitely think that there would be some advantages to that. I don't think that I would be as strong a person as I am. I think that things, with straight men anyway, there's a lot of things that are handed to them. You know, if I feel like competition-wise in the workforce, you know, that a straight man would obviously be chosen over a gay man in an interview just on the basis that the other person is homophobic or, you know, and that's just the way it is, you know.
How do you deal with stuff like that?
It used to really bother me, and now I feel like I've found my path and I don't feel like I have to really interact with that kind of negativity or...
You basically surround yourself
with good people. And the people that are interested in my field and my career are all of the same mindset as I am. So it's not the competitive feel. It's not a degrading feel.
Do you think that's one of the attractions that keeps you in the professional field that you're in?
Definitely.
You can totally be yourself and know that everyone's cool.
Right.
Jason, have you ever felt like you've had an advantage in situations? Just your everyday life because you are gay.
I've never really felt an advantage. I felt like I've, like, growing up and coming out and being as lucky as I was to have people be so accepting of it, I think has given me a certain kind of outlook on life, more of an optimistic than a pessimistic outlook on life. So I guess as far as, like, I feel like sometimes I am able to handle situations a little easier than someone who hasn't really had to go through, not that I've had to go through this horrible experience,
but that haven't had the experience
would be able to handle. In that way, I feel like I have an advantage over people, but professionally or, you know, in any kind of like that kind of way, I don't really feel like I have an advantage.
What about the opposite? Have you felt disadvantaged a lot?
Well, in the way that I feel, you know, like very smart or very savvy in a lot of ways, in because I have gone through these experiences, I also, it's the, in the opposite end of the spectrum, it's I feel very stupid about a lot of things too. Not stupid, but very ignorant about a lot of things, yeah. You know. I didn't have a hard time coming out, like I said, and it was a great experience for me. So when I meet people that have had a hard time or, you know, have had a different experience with that, I feel very, like, I can't really relate, you know, I feel very ignorant towards that. Also, when I do encounter ignorance, you know, out in the day-to-day life, like, I feel very shocked, you know, and I feel like I shouldn't be shocked because there are ignorant people everywhere, you know.
Right,
it's not just
around.
About being gay, it's about being black, it's about being Mexican, being a different race, you know, being white, whatever, you know, like, people hate in general, so I feel like I was a little sheltered from that because I never had to handle it. So when I do encounter ignorance, it is very, like, kind of appalling to me. I can't understand it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just very confusing to me how people can be so ignorant. But like I said, I've been very lucky and I haven't really encountered it as heavily or as intensely as some other people have, but in a way, I feel like that's a disadvantage because I feel naive almost.
Oh, you're gay, so you want to come decorate my house? Like, have you ever had those types of experiences?
Yeah, actually. I mean, surprisingly, I'm like my roommate. Like, as soon as I moved in, he expected me to remodel the place. He's like, "So you're gay, so I'm expecting you to really like pimp out this place and make it good," which I did. But
right,
he expected me to. You know, it was an expectation. And it's not like all gay men have that skill or have an eye for.
It's not like it's an inherently gay skill.
Right, right. It's just stereotypical.
You're born gay. You know? You also have the color scheme.
Right. I know
knowledge.
Lots of gay men who you wouldn't be shocked to find out that they were gay.
Yeah.
You know, that people are like, really? Wow. Like, I would never know. You know, who don't possess those traits. You know, I think that just comes from my artistic brain. You know, that I could be some jock, you know, and not be able to decorate his place, but he would still expect me to. But that's the only one. I mean, other than that.
I think people place judgments. Everyone places judgments. I place judgments when you meet someone new, you know, like, you automatically assume things about them. And I think that being gay is definitely not the most important part about me. I would never introduce myself and say, "Hello, my name is Jason and I'm gay," you know? If it came up, you know, whatever. But as far as judgments go, like, the way that it's been portrayed in the media, you know, and the way that people, you know, a lot of people are very unknowledgeable, and I don't want to say ignorant, but ignorant in the way that they don't know. They don't realize that it's still the same person, you know, or it's still a person, a human being, you know. It's not like being gay, like, changed, you know what I mean? Like,
you're gay, now you're a different species.
You don't inherit. My roommate's aunt came over the other day, and I was talking about how I was going to go on that date, and she was she's okay with me being gay, but you could see her, every time she said the word gay, she, like struggled to, like,
mm-hmm.
get it out.
To say it, like, she was choking on it, you know, and I was like, you know, it's not a bad word, you know, it's like, it's, you know, it's okay to say gay, like, it's not that big of a deal, you know. And so, but she's older, you know, she's in mm-hmm. her 50s or maybe even 60s. And so for us, we have to understand that there are people that, you know, were raised a certain way or society is a certain way or different parts of the country are a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, so we can't really expect other people to understand us if we don't understand where other people are coming from too.
eh. But if you're talking about hip hop, I mean, obviously that goes black or I don't know, ghetto white guy. I don't know, whatever works. Tap kind of goes both ways. It really depends on the genre. But generally, I think if you're just talking about dancing, gay or flamboyant, it's probably the thing that comes to mind.
Sweet.